our first segment with DJ Van Curen. DJ's an old friend. He's one of the, I call the five people that make the family office real estate world run in the U.S. He's always on all the conferences. He's a top speaker. He's been in the recovery mode in the family office space before. DJ Van Curen, welcome back to the show. How you doing, DJ?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Jim.
Wow. I love that picture with you with the Rocky Mountain, Mr. Denver himself. Now, I know that you used to work with a family, pardon me, that took advantage of value add, and it's been real hard to find value add in the last years of the real estate cycle because it's been squeezed out. This part of the cycle, there's going to be a lot of equity that's going to be lost because of the changes in the marketplace, which is going to create opportunities. DJ, if somebody wants to take advantage of the opportunities that are coming, what should they be doing? What should they be looking for? What are their time frames? Oh my God, that's 20 minutes right there.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is that there are going to be some opportunities. To what level, I think we're still need to be seen. You know, the CMBS market is in disarray right now. And, you know, that's one area. They're not lending anymore. They're having some problems. And so I think you're going to start seeing some debt that's going to be create an opportunity that you can pick up. The most obvious areas, though, are in the hospitality sector. I mean, they're just getting hammered right now. And a bunch of them have already closed down. And then the other areas on the retail side, right? Retail, you were able to get pick up at 9-10 caps, and in the area for people to really invest into was service type businesses, right? Because the ones that can't be affected by the Amazon effect, right? So you can't order online your haircut. You can't order online a cup of coffee. You can't go to the gym online. So these were all type of locations that if you had them in type of a strip mall or such, you'd be very successful. However, those are the businesses that have been hit the hardest for this, you know? And I think it's going to make people really relook at that because, you know, this is considered, some people call it a black swan event. I don't think it's going to be a black swan event. I think that we're going to see this happen again in the future, hopefully not as bad, but it's still going to be an impact. So, you know, multifamily, usually you don't know what's happening until about 90 days after the fact, because that's when people are told to vacate and, you know, it falls behind. So with what Fannie and Freddie's done and also, you know, holding off on people having to pay rent, I don't necessarily think we're going to see those types of impact on the multifamily like people are hoping, but it's definitely on the hospitality and the retail and then, you know, CMBS.
Well, then, what about multifamily? You know, everybody's really heavily invested in multifamily. People aren't going to necessarily be able to pay rent. April was good. May not be so good. June hopefully will be better. Is this going to be a dip? Are people going to use this as a normalization for values? What do you think they're going to do there?
Well, you know, the thing that even though they're not having to pay rent, in many regards, you also aren't, you know, you're getting some relief from the having to pay on the mortgage side. So that should be pretty steady. The one thing that's will remain the same is that the fundamentals are going to remain the same. So you're still going to have people wanting to move to areas of lower cost of living, quality of life. And in fact, I think that in some regards, it might increase the movement of many people, right? Realizing that, okay, I can't afford paying $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month. Where can we go that actually we would have less expenses, right? So people realize now that, you know, that does make a big difference. So a lot of the fundamentals are still there and they will remain to be there. The question is how long will it take us to get back to normality? And that's the biggest question I think everybody has.
Now, how about healthcare REITs? You know, there's REITs that just own like medical office buildings and stuff like that. And a medical office building needs to be different than a regular office building if for no other reason. It needs to have higher parking and, you know, better door handles and stuff that don't break because it gets used so much. What do you think about that?
Well, you bring up, there's two different aspects of that you bring up. One is on the healthcare side, and, you know, 10,000 people still turn 65 every single day. And so you continue to have that demand. And definitely on the healthcare side, right, with the buildings, people still have to go and need to get taken from a medical perspective. But on the REIT side, that's I'd want to focus more on that because, you know, there's a lot of times there's a disconnect with REITs because of the public nature, right? And as you know, Jim, real estate are hard assets. You can't just sell them today and tomorrow and, you know, you got to hold them on. They take a period of time. So there's actually quite a number of REITs that you can buy at a significant discount so that the share price is actually less than the value of the assets that they actually hold. So REITs is a great area that people should really be looking at to invest into.
Wow, that's great. Now, DJ, we've only got a couple more minutes left. use your crystal ball. What do you think is going to happen here and the next couple of years? Are we going to return to a new normal, like the people say? And if we do, what does that impact real estate?
You know, that's a very good question. I was on a panel, I think it was last week, with somebody from the Rockefeller Group, and he had a significant chart that really showed the various ways things could happen and how we could come out of this. And, you know, one of them was from a VSEC perspective where we just bounce right back, right? Another one where it's a little bit gradual, and the longest was going into 24 or 25, which could take, you know, quite a considerable amount. Unfortunately, Jim, I'd love to tell you exactly what's going to happen. I thought we'd be coming out of this pretty soon. I think that there's a high probability that we're going to have a second wave of this. And so what's going to happen if that does happen going into the fall, right? Are everybody going to say, okay, this is the new norm, let's just deal with it, move forward? So I think everybody's very eager. A lot of construction companies, I know here in Denver, it's been an essential business to keep things going. But with that being said, it's also created a lot of opportunities where labor's less because there's less competition for those people to do work, and the cost of lumber's come down. So I think, you know, go to back what I said before, I think a lot of the fundamentals are still there. It's going to remain the same. It's just until people get more comfortable. And once again, that hopefully happens going into the end of the summer or the fall.
Now, DJ, we're going to take a break right here. But before we do, I want you to tell folks how they can find you and all about your magazine that I want to thank you so much for sending me every month.
Yeah. So, you know, you can find me a couple different ways. One is by way of my personal website, which is simply DJ Van Kuren, DJ VanKeuren. Also the magazine, which is a family office real estate magazine that we put on a quarterly basis and offer a lot of information on families and what they're doing. That's at Family Office REM. So that's Family Office Real Estate Magazine.com. And the other thing too, Jim, that you don't know yet, but we're actually for the Family Office Real Estate Institute, which is for additional education for families. We're actually in conversations right now to house the Institute at the University of Denver. And that would include a certificate from the university and being able to apply that toward a master's degree. So that's something that I'm super excited about, and hopefully that'll, you know, take place in the fall.
Wow, that sounds great. Let me know. I'd love to do something like that at the University of Florida. I know the guys to talk to.
Oh, fantastic. We can talk about that.
Off the line about that. Love to start something like that.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, listen, we'll be right back. We've got Steve Noose in the queue and Alan Garfinkel in the on-deck circle. The rest of the show is going to be about business recovery and ways you can get money from the government, ways you can get money from other sources to last to 2025. God forbid. Oh, my God. All right. Well, DJ Van Kuren, thank you so much. Reagan, take it away. We're going to do some more ads, going to pay some bills, and back with Steve to talk about good tips for you and making your business being able to get through.